Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Don't shout at him, get back. And there's the full-time whistle! Liverpool have done it! They've held firm! They've held with resolution! And they have got three huge points against Tottenham Hotspur at the Tottenham Hotspur toilet on Google Map Shape Stadium. Wow.
Fucking hell.
Wow. Wow. Before we dive into the game, we had a super chat that came in from Hitchin Baz. Says, guys, I'm stuck in work. Can you sum up the game in 10 words or less for me, please? Can't wait for the new Redmen Plus Doc series, my friend. Up the Redmen YNWA. Sum it up in 10 words or less, Chris.
Really, really, really good first half. Really, really shit second.
Yay! Ole, ole, ole! Oh, yes. God. Yeah. Absolutely. Liverpool.
First away win.
First away win of the season in the Premier League. Against what was third place Tottenham, certainly going into the weekend's fixtures.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like, balls.
We were brilliant first half, but it was a proper one of them game of two halves kind of things, wasn't it? Because we just looked a completely different side. The second half, we had 63% of the ball.
They certainly did, yeah.
Well, both, yeah, because of it. Because Liverpool were just back to the wall defending. You know, they had chance after chance in that second half. But we defended as a team. We defended as a core group of players. And we put the body on the line, you know, and managed to hold on to it because when you're in an atmosphere like that was there tonight, when you're playing in an away ground, late game on a Sunday, and they're getting into it, they've got that momentum. It's very hard to keep the door shut, isn't it? But Liverpool were able to do that. But first half, I thought we were brilliant. Second half, we just shit.
Yeah.
It was the best 135 minutes from the start of Napoli to the half-time we've played this season.
Yeah.
And then it kind of went back to we only really put a 45-minute performance in today.
Yeah, it was
in terms of having the ball.
Big from Liverpool. Really enjoyed it. Ultimately, it was that was back to proper footy. That and look, Spurs are a good team. I know they've been taking a lot of stick recently because they've been a bit inconsistent. But the point is, they were what 10 points ahead of us ahead of this game. I mean, obviously, we've narrowed that now. We've still got a game in hand on them as well. So there was an opportunity, you know, we take it to seven, and then obviously with the game in hand, we could have it down to four, but it's going to be so irrelevant by the time those games in hand get played. It'll be a completely different world. But huge, huge game. And I thought we got our game plan absolutely spot on. I thought we managed it really well in the first half. And you're right, they came out. Our mission was to basically blow their game plan apart, and a combination of Liverpool's brilliant attack and
brilliance.
Unfortunately,
we did.
Yeah, exactly. They were left with no choice but to go for it. Well, that's not what Conte wants to do, but it's what their players want to do. They've got players, particularly when they bring Kulusevski on, and then Harry Kane comes alive as well, and they put Perisic back to the left where he's got. He can use his pace and his crossing ability.
And the space out there.
They were a much more dangerous outfit when they came at us. But we rode it out. They had big chances. They did, but they didn't take them. We goalie Alisson was brilliant in goal for us again, which is the whole part of the point. When you're holding on to a lead, we made the tactical decision to hold on to it. Liverpool up to eighth in the league now. The same goal difference as Spurs, which he always thinks quite telling as to the levels of a side.
It's still that Bournemouth thing, winning it.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, but better all told. Liam Bento with a super chat, 35 Zars, nothing better than being the reason for Expression's misery this week, up the effing Reds. Yeah, tiresome.
The thing is, like, I've been a bit harsh there, I said the second half was shit. In some ways it wasn't, because... You know, a team that's been lacking in confidence could fall apart there.
Yeah.
And the fact that we didn't, the fact that we rode it out, the fact that we were able to just about get that win and get those 3 points in one of the hardest away grounds for us to go to in terms of this season, I reckon, because of what we were saying beforehand is that when they do play counter-attack, they're very good. We actually nullified the best of what Spurs did.
Yeah.
You know, Spurs, when you come up, when everyone game plans for them at the start of the week, they're game planning for 0-0. They're game planning for how to get into the lead now, not to concede. We kind of just broke them too far open. We could have done with one first half and one with 80, but you can't play it like that, you know what I mean? And then once they come out at us, that's not what we've prepared for, but we still managed to hang on. So in some ways, it was a good performance.
Yeah, look, the game plan was there. Again, it was all going to plan. We just didn't score the counter-attacking goal that we're set up for. You know, Darwin Nunez sticks that one in, set it in the barn, and Salah has one where he races through and he just doesn't quite clear his feet. There's a couple of really good opportunities there for us to just bury it, and that never comes. And when that doesn't come, you saying all along 2-0, it's solid, but it doesn't, it never feels like job done at 2-0. And you know, the crowd are all up there in good spirits. They're a very, very good team there, with some really good players. And yeah, sad. Nick Big Smoke says, I need a drink. Yeah. And Ellis Day says, Nunez, such a flop. Yeah, he was brilliant again. You know, you mentioned it before, but you said I'd have given man of the match if Salah hadn't scored 2 goals. I kind of agree with you on that. I'd be more than happy. I mean, you'll be doing the player ratings in a bit. It's going to be really interesting to see, I think, who comes out with them. Well, him, them two, and Eric Dier. Who comes out as man of the match.
Yeah, he was just a thorn in their side all night long, wasn't he? He puts the work rate in defensively as well. He definitely does. But it's that... I think Salah's now starting to understand when he's going to shoot and when he's going to pass.
Yeah.
But I don't think defenders do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I, as a fan, know when he's going to shoot and when he's going
to
pass.
The one that he cuts back to Salah, and he just, that's the other big opportunity. He plays one back to Salah. He cuts inside, he could well take the shot on, but he feeds Salah, and Salah takes it first time right down Lloris's throat. I don't think he's expecting that one there.
I think the opposite is, I think he takes a touch if he's not expecting it. You know what I mean? Like, oh shit, stop it. That's the least I can do. Changing your body for a shot sometimes a little bit more difficult, isn't it? So, but regardless of that, the two of them work really well together and they're getting closer together. You know, we saw a change in formation, you know, the other week when we went to that 4-3-1-2. I think we were able to play it a bit more like we wanted to now with the 4-3-3. There's maybe a little bit more trust in Darwin Nunez that he's not going to leave us exposed on that left-hand side. Exactly. But it's what he can do in space. You know, it's when he's going to leg someone into the corner. It's when he's going to volley in the first minute. Like, he had 3 shots in the first 10 minutes of the game and just set us up and was like, I'm going to be a thorn today. You are going to have to do something about me.
Yeah.
And they started to do something about him, and it opened Salah up to score 2 goals in the match.
Yeah, absolutely. Kieran Orr says, next YouTube poll should be, who is the real agent of chaos, Darwin Nunez or Chris Page? I think we all know the answer to that.
I don't like him being called the agent of chaos, because I wanted that as my moniker.
Stolen it from you. Yeah. Get a trademark. Right, Sal, yes, we're going to be doing loads more analysis on this. Do you want to just give us the headline stats before we wrap up,
so course,
we
can know mate.
where we are?
Liverpool had 53% of the ball in total. Total shots 13 for Liverpool, 14 for Tottenham. 6 on target for us, 5 for them. 6 off target for them, 3 for us. They had 4 big chances and missed all 4. We had 2 big chances and missed 1. I think the telling stuff is, we had 9 shots first half to their 3, 4 on target to 2. Second half, we had 4 shots to their 11. They missed 3 big chances and created 3 big chances in the second half. So we rode our luck a little bit at times during the second half. But ultimately, we're the ones walking away with 3 points, and they're walking away with 3 big chances missed.
Yeah, the thing that, yeah, I mean, again, when Darwin and Salah, I mean, the more they play together, the better that link-up's going to be. And heaven forbid, we should actually get another one of our top lads back available to us in the front three as well, because that's where we fell short, is they were able to bring Kulusevski on and change the game, and we're left with there's no one there that you're saying is going to improve. Yeah, but he's not going to improve.
No, no, that's what I mean. I'm agreeing with you. Kurt Jones ain't going to change the game. Yeah. He'll be a solid, safe pair of hands for you, but he ain't going to go and come on and score a goal, really, is he? Unless you're Everton.
And not in that environment, and not in that, the way the game is shaped like that. Someone like just having Diaz on the bench, you can just continue to stretch it with pace. It makes a big difference. Anyway, right, loads more to come from us in post-match analysis. I'm going to be getting your reactions at home in the fan reaction show in a couple of minutes' time here on YouTube, so make sure you tune in for that. If you are a YouTube member at any tier, you can access the live chat for that, or if you're a Redmen Plus subscriber as Club Legend, you can use the Discord for that, or you can just send us a tweet. There'll be a tweet that Dan will put out, if not already, then surely, asking for your reactions. You can put them in there. Chris will be doing player ratings, then we'll come back together for the instant match reaction, a bit more once we've had a chance to listen to the managers talk. Let's talk, get all of your guys' opinions.
You and Dan tonight, not me. I'm
of course,
out,
yeah, I apologise. Yeah, Dan Club is stepping in for Chris Page. Chris is doing the final word show on tomorrow morning over on Redmen Plus as well. So if you want that, we have got you covered from all different angles. So yes.
Really, I just need a poo.
So badly. Love you guys. We'll see you all very soon. Ta-da.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.